four lines from the bottom. Tone Devei Eliyahu Maise Betalmud Echad Sheshona Harbei Vekora Harbei Veshimesh Talmidei Chachamim Harbei. On the side we have a more Mesudadikya Girse that the Kriya was before the Shona Kora Harbei Veshona Harbei Veshimesh Talmidei Chachamim Harbei Umeis Bachtzi Yomov. And he died when he was very young. Vahoyse Ishtoi Neteles Tfilov Marzerosam Bebote Knesiyes Bebote Medroshes Vomalam Ksiva Toire Ki Hayecho Vahoyrech Yomecho. The Tfilin Mestome is also Marich Yomim. The Gemara says in Menoches Amaniach Tfilin Marich Yomim Shenemar Hashem Aleihem Yichyu Kishem Hashem Nikro Elecho. That's going on Tfilin Shal Baroish. So that's what she took the Tfilin. And then she came with a Taine that Teire Kihi Hayecho Vahirech Yomecho. Bali Sheshona Harbei Vekora Harbei Veshimesh Tamidei Chachomim Harbei Mibneima Meis Bach Tziyomov. Rashi says Veshimesh Tamidei Chachomim Lahazbiroi Stumoi Samishno V'taimeo. Shimesh Tamidei Chachomim is the understand the svaris of the Stimis HaMishnayis and the reasons for who are Nikra Talmud. Loihoya Odom Machzira Dovo. So the Chayyim Shavuot said that they told her, Nishkan Klorizach, they told her, Meis Bavoin Hader, Taker, Tagreis Tzadik, Taker. But it wasn't the right Eretz. Pam Achas Nisarachti Etzlo, Vahisa Meisicha Koloisa Mura. He was, Eliyahu Novi was an Eirech by this Isha. Seems there were they had such an oirech, mistame, they were choshevet people. V'amalti lo, biti bimei nidoisecho, mahu etzlecho. Omro li, chas v'sholem. Afilu be'etzba k'tano loy nogabi. There was, chas v'sholem, there was no pirtze bimei nidis. Bimei li bunayich mahu etzlecho. What was bimei li bunayich? So let us see what Rashi says. Nidei secho is kol shive shol riyah rishayne. That she said, chas v'sholem. Libunayech kegoin zovo sheseifere shive nekiyim. Mishaposko. Utzricho liyeis leveshes levonim levdike shema tira vetister sferoso. So a zovo that has to count shive nekiyim, she wears begodim levonim. So Mamela, that was the Shaila. When you were a Zovo, what was the Anhogya then? So she answered, Ochal imi, v'shosa imi, v'yoshan imi v'kiriv boso. V'voloi also daitoi al dover acher. V'chas v'sholem, he didn't think of being boyala, only he was nayig. There was no isakreves be meili buna. V'amarti lo boruch hamokim shaholgoi shleinos aponim la teire. Shrei omra teire vel isha benidas tumoso loy sikrov. We have to understand what is pshat in the Gemara. The poshet of pshat shleinos aponim la teire. The Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, we mentioned yesterday, there's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ramban, in the Isser of Leisikrevu Legalei Servo, if there's an Isser Krevo Min HaTeire. The Rambam holds that Chibuk, V'nishuk, and any Kiruv that a person is misadain from a Erve, is also Min HaTeire, but there's no the chiyev misa, the chiyev, there's only a lap, yechayev malkis, there's no chiyev misa or chorus on the kreves. That's the shitas Rambam. The Ramban learns that, like we learned yesterday, shitas Rav Pdos, and he brings Rav Pdos, that the whole Isser is only Gili Arayis. Mina Teire, there's no Isser Bechlal of Kredis. And one of the Ramban's Rayis is from this Gemara. He said, Baruch HaMokim Shehol Goy, Shaloi Nosa Ponim La Teire. So the Ramban learns Pshat, Shaloi Nosa Ponim La Teire is going on this Talmud. He was not Noisei Ponim La Teire. So what does that mean? He wasn't Noisei Ponim La Teire. So the Ramban brings the Gemara in Broches. The Gemara in Broches says that the Malachi Yashari says to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, says, Yis Hashem Ponav Eilecha, how could the Eibishter be Noisei Ponim? It says, Lo Yisisa Ponim. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam answered, it says, Heich Lo Yisa Ponim Li Yisrael, Asafti b'teire v'achalto v'savoto v'erachto v'hei machmirem al atzmon b'kezayis v'kebeyim. So, the Rebbeinu Shlom said that he's noisei ponim to Klal Yisrael because they are noisei ponim to him. So what's pshat in there, the nesiyas ponim? The nesiyas ponim, l'chayre, there is that they're machmer on the divrei teire. The teire said that d'chiyev birchas hamozein is besviye, and Klal Yisrael makes a chumra midarabonon that they bench even after a kezayis or a kebeya. So you see, nesiyas ponim, the taich of noisei ponim la teire is that a person goes overboard and he's machmer, makes yogim and gedorim on divrei teire. So the Ramban says, this is pshat in the Gemara. Baruch ha-mokim shehol goy, shalei noso ponim la-toyre. That's going on the Talmud, that he did not make halchokis and gzeiris. He should have made halchokis and gzeiris. Midarabonon al-koponim itzoson, he didn't make halchokis and gzeiris. Al-koponim, the Ramban being zaraya, from this Gemara, that the Issa Krevis is only also midarabonon. The Megillus Esther wants to say that the Rambam learned Pshat, that it's not going on the Talmud, it's going on the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Baruch HaMokim Shehol Goy Shlei Nosa Ponim La Teire, that the Rabbeinu Shloilem was not Noisei Ponim to this Talmud, even though he was a Talmud Chochem, Shona Harbei, Shimis Talmid HaChochomim Harbei, but this person doesn't have protection if he's over on an Isser D'Raisa. Shrei Omra Teira, Val Isha, Benidas Tumosa, Loi Sikro. We'll see soon a different pshat in Leinos Aponim La Teira. But Kaponim, these are Lecheira, the two pshatim. The Goyin says, Nesiyas Ponim, Hu Mashe Dershim HaPosuk, Beponim acherim, yoiser mipshat haposik. The pashta dekro v'savoto is kedei sviyeh. From the Goyin it would seem, he doesn't mean to say like the Ramban. It seems nesiyas ponim is not a siyog in a geder. Nesiyas ponim is, you look at the posik with a different perspective. You don't take the posik pshutoi. Like, this is ponim is a facelifting. You don't take the posik kipshutei, and you understand the oime kavonis haposik. The pashta dekrov is avoto, kedei svi, and that's shat noisei ponim. So, l'chayrak, I think the goyin means to say that one could say, according to the Rambam, that the shalei nosa ponim la teire is going on the Talmud also. Shleinos upon him la teire, that he learned the posik kipshutoi, loisikrov means a krev of gilierve, and he should have been noisei upon him la teire, he should have understood that the posik means ta'asar afilu krevis also. I think that's what the goyin means to say. But if that's what he means to say, it comes out very interesting. In the Gemara in Broches, that the Gemara says, "V'chalta v'sabota v'rachta v'emech mi ma'amatzvon b'kizayis v'kibeye," is lemaisa. There's a machlokes harishonim if kezayis or kebeye is chayiv min ha-teire or chayiv mi da-rabonon. The shittas ha-Rambam is that it's chayiv mi da-rabonon. The shittas ha-Ramban is that it's chayiv min ha-teire. So it's very modne, like the Gemara in Broches is, according to the Rambam, if the Rambam learned pshat like the goyim, that nesiyas ponim means he didn't darshan the posuk kepshutoi, so the Gemara then it would seem that kezayis and kebeyis are deraisa, the Rambam holds it to the Rabbona. Leidach gise, the Ramban, that brings a raya from Yenne Gemara, that it's, that it means yog vegeder, the Ramban lahaloche holds that pichas amosim is a deraisa. Could be that Gemara holds it to the Rabbona, but, al kaponim, the way the goyin says, nishtels to Yenne Gemara lachayra with only shtim, if we learn that a kezayis and kebeya is a deraisa. Zot Gemara weiter, ki also Rav Dimi, so it seems that she told Eliyahu Hanavi that v'yoshen imi bekirov boso. Ki also Rav Dimi omar, no, that's not true, mitechoda havoi. The only Issa was, it wasn't bekirov boso, they were on the same mitech. B'marova omri, omar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, sino mavsik beinoi lebeino. Now let us see Rashi. Benidas tumoso, va'ad shetovi ba'mayim letvile hi benidoso. That till tvile she still has tumas nida. De marbinon mitiye benidoso, bavyoso tehe. There's a different pasuk that says tiye benidoso, so we dashim from the word tiye benidoso tehe. Ad shetovi ba'mayim betoires koyenim. From Rashi it would seem, and the Marei Misode says Pshat with this Rashi in the Gemara, and Be'emison there's a big Ha'ora over here. The way we mentioned before, there was a Taine on this Talmud why he did not ask a Krevis. Ramban said he should have asked me the Rabbonon, Lenos Aponim Lateri, he should have made Tziyogim Agedorim. According to others, he should have asked Mina Teire. According to the Rambam, it's also Mina Teire. And this is the Pasuk, the Leisikra of the Gemara brings this Pasuk. But L'chayre, if you look at the Pashtus of the Gemara, it seems that he did ask a Krevis. And neither he asked Krevis. So the whole, because it should be made, Nidusecha, Mao Etzucha, Omro Li, Chas V'Sholem. So the whole Shaila was only Bimei Libuna. He held for some reason that Bimei Libuna, that it's Mutter. Bimei Libuna, it's Mutter, the Issa Krevis. So we have to understand the Lashon HaGemara. I mean, his choice was Bimei Libuna. So Eliyahu Hanavi L'chayre brought a Pasuk Bimei Nidusa, Val Isha Benidas Tumasa Loisikra. So the Marei Misode says Pshat that the Emerson, this Talmud, held that the Issa Krevis, he knew that there's an Issa Krevis, but he held the Issa Krevis, we learn out from the Pasuk we learned yesterday in Yecheskel, the Pasuk says, Val Isha Nida Lo Yikrav. So the Taich of Isha Nida means a Isha that is a Nida, and that, not that she has too much Nida on her. Isha Nida means she's a Rayadam. That is the taich of Isha Nida. So he held like this, well, Isha Nida lo yikrav, that the Issa Kreva is only when she is a Nida. When she's not a Nida, so there's no Issa Kreva. That's what he held. That was his lomdus. So the Marei Misode says, he did not learn correct pshat in this pasuk. In this pasuk it says, Val Isha Benidas Tumosa Loisikrov. It doesn't say Val Isha Nida Loisikrov. Benidas Tumosa Kolzman the Tumas Nida is on her. There's also an Issa Kreve. So that's what Rashi brings down. Rashi brings down Va'ad Shetovi B'mayim Litvile Ibn Nidosa. She's Betumas Nida. Not that she is a Royedab.
That's so Eliyahu HaNavi is bringing a pasuk that from this pasuk the Issachreve specifies that Issachreve is a fellow she's betumas nid, even though she's not a nid, because we learn from the pasuk benidosa tia benidosa bavyosa teya shetovi b'mayim mita chada havoi rechava v'loikir of basar havoi v'saval deshari ba'ochi. So the tois was a smaller tois, not a tois in the Issa Kreve, the tois b'mita achas. Sina shehi chaygeres boi megia mimosnayim olamato. Zog toisves, b'mei libunayich mal etzlocho. So toisves says, loy mishum sheyesh lachalik b'nidus lelibot. It seems like there was two shailas. And it would seem from the Shaila of Eliyahu HaNavi that Be'etzem there is a chilek. The Omar Rabbi Kiva Be'perik Bamei Sheyotza Harei Hi Benidosa Achetove Bamayim. That Be'etzem there's no chilek. Tumas Nida extends till Tvila, even though now she's not a Roya Dam, she still has Tumas Nida. So why did he put into two Shailas? Elalafisha Yoda Eliyahu Shekacho Yahamaisa. Eliyahu HaNavi was aware that Lamaisa that was al koponim the tois. The emerson there's no chilik. But Eliyahu HaNavi knew that by this Talmud that was the mice that he did make a difference between Yemei Nida and Yemei Libuna. So therefore he put it into two shailas. But the emerson there's no chilik. Rabbeinu Chananel v'Rashi pirshu b'perik afalpi. Gabi Shmuel mechalfele devisu biyodo dismolo. That Shmuel, when his wife used to hand him food, she used to hand him with her left hand, even though she was right-handed. So Rashi says, hainu bimei libuna. That the whole heter of Shmuel to hand with the left hand is bimei libuna, but bimei nidusa, that is also also. So Taisva says, Ein nirik yide pirashti. What chilek is there between Yemei Libuna and Yemei Nidusa? And Tumas Nida and Chayme Reisa, they're the same. Rabbi Netam Pirish. Rabbi Netam is a different pshat in our Gemara. And the Rashba also says pshat like this in our Gemara. Shohoyu regilim litvel shtei tvilois. Bizman Chazal, they used to table themselves twice. Achas l'soif shiva l'riyosa, shehi tahoira midi yereisa bahach tvile, v'achas l'soif yemei libun, l'kacho yemeikol oisei ha'ish. The Rashba explains that the pshat in this minig was as follows. We learned yesterday, kama polzo tara b'Yisrael. Apechen polzo tara b'Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael, Frat, Zman HaMishneh, were gewaldik in Nizer, in Yonei Tare, the Yedchulim Betare. Now, Meikar Adin, if a ish is a Roye Dam, so the Din is min HaTore, after Shivas Yomim, if she's Mavsik Lirois Dam, so she tables herself and she's Toya. Midarabonon is a chumre that she has to be seferes shivas nikiyim. That is a chumre darabonon. Now, this chumre darabonon was with a cheshben, maybe she's a zova, with a ganz cheshben, that's why we need shivas nikiyim. So this chumre was only legabi the iser koris of bias nide, chazalwa machma, that even she's roye tipas dam kechaldo is yesheves shivas nikiyim oleho. That was a chumra als the iser bia. But because of that, they didn't want to have extra days of tumah polza tare bi Yisrael. So legabi hilchis tumah v'tare, there was no suffix whatsoever. In hilchis tumah v'tare, they assumed that there's a riyah's dam, I can assume she's a nida. And if I can assume she's a nida, so mamela after 7 days, I may assume if she tabled herself, she's ois nida. So lagabi tumah v'tare, they were knowing that there was no tumah v'tare anymore. because they were saying that Meichet Heishishira, I should clear that she's a Zover with Cheshbonis. The whole Chaimah, this Chumre of Yeshevis Nikiyim, was only a Chumre Legabi, the Issa B'Yestidu, which is an Issa B'Koris. Here they were Chayish L'Chumres. So Taisvi says that this was the Mokim HaTois of this Talmud. So the Talmud said, held. Just like a Gabi Tume Vitare, and that's a Melomdis is Givalde good. Just like a Gabi Tume Vitare, since there's no Issa Koris involved, so they were Seimach that after 7 days, if she tables herself, she's Toya. So Memele Legabi Krevis, which is also not an Issa Koris, whatever it is, it's not worse than Tume Vitare. If it's a Drabonon, if it's a Daraise, but it's not worse than Tume Vitare. So therefore, he was Mekel Agabi Krevis. And it seems in the Shemaim, they didn't hold this Cheshbin. They held Agabi, if we have to assume that one can be Mekel Agabi Hilchus Tuma Vetare before Chayish for Yisrael Nida, or Chayish for Yisrael Nida, with all the Abizrai of Yisrael Nida, not only Bi is also, all the Krevis is also also. The Rashi ha yenoyik isa lahoishit mafteyach miyodai liyoda bimeini duso. Naps lachere, there's a new Indian. From the Svasamis it would seem that Rashi, this isa, that Rashi held, that one is not permitted to give over a key, miyodai liyoda bimeini duso. So the Svasamis wants to say that Rashi held that this also goes into the Issa Krevis. There's an Issa Kiruv, so Memele, Midarabonon, was on its sign, so this is also an Issa Kiruv. Venire Leri, Sheyesh Smach, Miseder Eliyo. From Tani de Eliyo, it also would seem that there's such an Issa. The Tani Omalo, Shema Heveso Loyes Hashemin. Shema Heveso Loyes Hapach. That was one of the questions he asked her. And what if she brought him the shemen and the pach? So Vaistois is a Issa Hayshota. And that is part, and he told her later, Ashrei Bol Hamokim Shahogish Lanos upon them Latere, Balisha Benitis Tomosa Lay Sikrav, that also Hayshota also falls into the category of Kirov, which is also. Umiyu Taisva says it's a psashtikal rai, but if you look good into the Tanad Veliyo, Hosom Misayim Vnoga Bich Be'etzba Aktane. He fears ois that it could be that isn't an Issa. The Issa was maybe with the Hishota, there was a Negiya also. Negiya is Kirav Boso, that is also. But could be Hishota alone, is not also. So it is no rai from the Tanad Veliyo. Umeperik afalpi, the Omar Abaye, Moncholei apume de kuve, verove Moncholei abeisadye, that the wife of Abaye, she used to, when she served him, she used to put the food on a barrel. She didn't put it in front of him. And Rove, she put it merashoisov. They didn't. So it seems they avoided handing ein raye. They're speaking about Mezigah, she's handing him a kois. So it could be Mezigah's a kois. So the Iser is not al tzachela koishote. No, that is an inyan shal chibe. So Mamela, there's no raya to Rashi. Umehoche de koma ochal imi vishosa imi. Now the end of this Taisvis is very schwer. Taisvis seems to want to bring a raya from our Gemara to Rashi. He asked her, or she answered him, Ochal imi v'shasa imi. So it seems there was an avle in the achila and the shtiyah. So it's a raya to Rashi. Raishot is also. So Taisvis says, no, it's not a raya. It could be. There was nothing wrong with the Achila Shtiye, and the Akvada was on the Shchive. That's the Ivre in Taisvis. So the Marsha asks, Ochal imi vishos imi, what's the tzushtal tarashi? Ochal imi vishos imi zicharosa. That's the Mishnah. Lo yoichal hazovim hazovo. So what is pshat in Taisvis? Taisvis has a pilpul, and Taisvis says it's no raya. Maybe the there was no taina tak on the ochal imi vishos imi. The zichar was a taina. So the Svasemis wants to say pshat in Taisvis as follows. That Eliyo Anovi answered, he brought the pasuk val isha benidas tumasa loisikrov, that they were over on the iser kiruv. So he says, this iser of loyoichel hazovi mazove zicha does not go into the iser kiruv. That's an iser that Chazal asked, but he wouldn't put it into the pasuk of loisikrov. So if the ochal imi vishosa imi goes into the pasuk of leisikrov, and that's why he was nenash. So kochach, it means ochal imi vishosa imi, and by eating they handed the kalim one to the other. So you see, there's an isa hayshata. The isa hayshata falls into the category of kreve, and that isa says no, could be take. There's no that doesn't fall into the category of kreve, and there's no raya to Rashi. That a shotas mavteyach is also, now could be the hakpoda was on the shchive. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ve'elu min ha'aloche she'omru ba'aliyas Chananye ben Chizkiye ben Gorin she'olu levakroi. They came to the Aliyah, the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel came to be mevake Chananye ben Chizkiye ben Gorin. V'robu b'shamay al b'shilu, v'yutches dvorim gozru boi b'yoyim. What is v'robu, v'nimnu v'robu Rashi's goyres, v'nimnu v'robu b'shamay b'shilu, bo'u l'minyin, there was a machlokes then between the Talmidei b'shamay and Talmidei b'shilu, bo'u l'minyin, v'nimtzou shel b'shamay merube. And there were yutches gzeres that they were goyzer. Amalei Abaye le Rav Yosef, Eilutnan oi ve'eilutnan. What is the difference? Ve'eilutnan hani de Amora. So from the Alochas which we had learned in the previous Mishnah, ve'eilu, these previous Alochas, min ha'alochei she'omru ba'aliyas Chananye ben Chizki ben Gor. So it seems that the halachas we learned in the previous Mishnah are also from the Yud Ches Dovah. Oy eilu tnan deboina lemeima. Eilu min halachas she'amru ba'aliyas Chananye ben Chizki. And we'll have to look further in the next Mishnah what the halachas are. Toshma. So the Gemara brings a raya from a baraisa. Ein poilin lo'ir haner. We had the baraisa already. Ein poilin lo'ir haner. One is not permitted to be boidik for kinim loir haner, vein koirin loir haner, ve'elu min halocha ishamru ba'aliyas Chananye ben Chizkiye ben Gorin, shma mino ve'elu tnan shma mino. So what is the raya from this baraisa? So Tosis explains. Let us just see the Tosis. Shma mino ve'elu tnan, like Tony Bosa Hochi Kediktoni Bemasnis. That means as follows. Our Mishnah, after our Mishnah, there's a next Mishnah, which tells us a multitude of halachas. So looking at this Mishnah, Ve'elu min halachas, Shama Balias Chananye ben Chizkiye ben Gorin, in Sheirin Asad Yoy, etc. So it could be that this is the Hakdome, and the next Mishnah are from the halachas that were learned Balias Chananye ben Chizkiye ben Gorin. So our Mishnah we don't know. But this Bereise stops over here. Ein poilen leiraner, ve ein koiren leiraner, ve eilu min aloche, shomru ba'aliyas Chananye ben Chizkiye ben Gorin, and that's the end of the Bereise. The Bereise doesn't go further and tell us different aloches. So we see that that's pshat in the Bereise, that the Bereise is telling, these are two of the aloches that were learned ba'aliyas Chananye. So memela, that's pshat in our Mishnah also. Let us see Rashi. Ochi garsinen ve'elu tnan hani damorin.
Eidilmu eilu tnan hani de beinon le meimer kamon. Those which we're going to say further. Ve eilu koi adaleel. It's going on the previous halachas we learned in the previous Mishnah. Lo yifales keilov. And these are from the halachas which were learned in Aliyas Chananya. And there's no shaychas of the previous Mishnah. It's going on the first two. Avol inoch. The next Mishnah, lav mishmoino osa dovoninu. The next Mishnah in Shoyren as Adyoy has Machlau no Shaychis with the Yud Ches Dova. Olakam and Begmor and Meforish Luhu, what are the Yud Ches Dova? But these are two of the Yud Ches Gzeiris, the Ein Mephalen, Ein Poilin, Ben Koyren Loir Haneo. Let us see Toysus. Mite Chode Havoy. So it seems that even though Rav Dimi wants to tell us that even though there was that he disagrees with that we learned before that there was kiruv basa, there was no kiruv basa. The whole iser was mita choda havoi, and he was nenesh on that. Upalti ben Laish shenoatz cherev beinoi lebeino. So Tosfos asks Akashe, it is bakant that Palti ben Laish, Shaul HaMelech, gave Michal, Eishes David, he gave her to Palti ben Laish. It was a whole shakl of Italia, if Michal was married to David or not married to David, that's a whole sugyan kedushin, a makadish ben milva prute, daita milva, daita prute. So Shaul HaMelech held that she was not married to David. So therefore he gave Michal to Palti ben Laish. And those are debatable Shaila. David held she was married to him. So Palti also held that she was married to David. So therefore Palti was Peirish from Michal. And the Gemara says, Noatz Cherev Beinoi LeBeino. And there was a Hevdel between them. There was a Cherev. So Taisvis asks, what does a cherev help? But it seems there were b'mita achas. So Taisvis answers, ikalameimer sherochek mimenu hoya b'yoisa. That in mita achas is also dargis. So it seems there was she was a bas melech, it was a king bed, it was tak a mita rechove, is memele, so there it was muta. Then there's another shaila over there. If she was an Eishes Ish, so there's a shaila of Yichud. So hoya pasuach l'shus harabim shlei hoya mishum Yichud. Oy shemo, maybe sava kishol, maybe palti held l'alocha like shol. Shlei hoya mikodeshes l'dovid. So memele, so meikar adin, she was muta. So therefore that's the teretz, how they were permitted to sleep in mitachas. Kushtake ishtoi. Umachmer alatzmai hoyom milova yoler. But since others held that she was an Eishes Ish, so even though meiker adin, if he held like shol mustame, he was mutalova yoler, but he was only machmer. So lagabi this chumre, since it was only a chumre baume, he was not machmer lishkov b'mitachas. Rashi goris, v'chein rabbeinu tam, ve'elu snan, hani de amoron. Those that we had said already. So ve'elu is going on the previous halachas. U'mevi raye, da'ime be'medrish, kol mokem sh'neme ve'ele, moisif ala rishonim. So this is a continuation of that which we learned before. Ele posol es arishonim. So me'mele, so it's very good. That's the shaila in the Gemara. Are you geiris with avov, which is moisef al rishonim, or without avov, which is posalos al rishonim? Al medrash koshel ri the eile divrei habris. After the teichich it says eile divrei habris. Koya mashe kosav lemailo. There it's going on before. So how does this stem if eile is posalos al rishonim? Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbono.
Mi kosav Megillas Tainis. Who was the one that had written Megillas Tainis? Omru Chananya ben Cheskiye, the same Chananya ben Cheskiye, he was the one that had written Megillas Tainis v'siyatoi. Shehoyu mechavevin es ha-tzoris. Merdeke Loshin. They were mechavev tzoris. Let us see what Rashi says. Megillas Tainis, lefi sheshar kol mishno bereise lohoyu ksuvim, the author lekosva, Bezunichtevo. So, after the Gemara is asking, mi kosav Megillas Tainis. That means, these were from the Tanoim, nothing was written as yet. And Megillas Tainis was written. That's the shail of the Gemara. Mi kosav Megillas Tainis. Bezunichtevo lezikorein, ledas yomim o asurim betainis. That one should remember, or one should know, the yomim asurim betainis. I don't know exactly if Rashi means to say, I mean, Rashi starts off that nothing was written. Because that's the din. Teire shebal peh is not permitted to be written. So now, these halachas, that certain days, that we see that nisim occurred to Klal Yisrael is also betaynis. Does this have also halach of teire shebal peh? So the shaila is, so why was this permitted to be written? It's very unclear what Rashi means to say. Rashi is giving a reason why it was written. So the Mishnayos and Braises also you could accomplish lezikorin lodas, to remember and to know the halachas. Now, there's another way how to remember. Yechazer Adayim. That's what was done with the Mishnas and the Baraisis. So why wasn't it done with Megillas Tainis? Or maybe Rashi held that there's no din of Teire Shebal Peh. So maybe there was no Issa. Bezunichtav, this was written, Luzikorin, Ladas, Yomim Asurim Betainis. It's a Zikr Chosar, and here there's no Issa. Lakach nikra Megillah shekosav veMegillah Sefer. But Al Kaponim, that's the Gemara's kashep is mi kosva, because there weren't any Megillahs that were written, so mi kosva. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says that they were mechavevin es hatzoris, shenigolim mehem, but they were nigol from the tzoris, v'aneis choviv aleihem, shlehaskiroi leshvochei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bekaisvin yemei hanais la soison yontev kegain ilin yoimin the loyli sanor behind. So these people, so lachayre Rashi is very schwer. The Gemara says they were machav of the tzoris, and Rashi says Rashi avoids that they were nigel from the tzoris. Vahanais chaviv alayim laskirim. So that's machav of the mesat tzoris. It's machav of the mesanisim. So the Marshal asks the Kashe, this is a very interesting Marshal. So the Marshal says, Kashe, the Havalei Lameime Mechave V'mes HaNisim, not Mechave V'mes HaTzoritz. So the Marshal says, Amayri de Kipshat, the Hochi Pirushi, She Mechave V'mes HaTzoritz. No, we have to take the Gemara Kipshutai. When the Tzoritz came, they were Mechave of the Tzoritz. Umekablim aleim yisurim ba'ave. Umatzdikim hadin aleim shiruyin lekach. When the tzoris came, the pasuk in Mishlei, simcha la tzadik asoy mishpot. That the tzadik is besimcha, that the mishpot comes on him. He knows he deserves the einish, and he knows he's getting away with a bargain that he's being nenash on this world. Like we find by Nochem Ish Gamzu. Nochem Ish Gamzi told the Talmidim, they told them, Oy Lonu, that we see our Rebbe in such a matziv, and he told them, Oy Li, if you wouldn't see me in such a matziv. Nochem Ish Gamzi was mispalo to be nenesh on this world. So these people were mechav of the tzoris. They realized, Es asher ye'av Hashem yechiyah. If the Rabbi Nisham is sending tzoris on them, that's therapy. That's the Abba of the Rabbi Nishlom. He's metapol with them. כשהשם יסבורך אויסן נס ומבטל להם, so now they see a double chesed. Fakir, they're deserving of the tzoris. And now the Rebbein Shalom is mevatel the tzoris, is chovav aleim anes, so there's a tremendous hakoros hatov to the Rebbein Shalom that he was goyel them from the tzoris. The tzoris was a chesed, and the geula was a double chesed. La'afuki, me, some emailas, so they were gevaldik, thankful to the Rebbein Shalom, when the geula came. Because this was a double chesed. La'afuki mishe boyit b'yisurin. A person, when the tzoris comes, that he has tainus to the Rabbein Shalom. I mean, was kumt me'er. So when the Yeshua comes, he tells the Rabbein Shalom, it's about time, I had tainus to that. Al kaponim, now you're doing the right thing. So such a person, there's no simcha to the Yeshua. I mean, retach, it's about time. So such people wouldn't make a Megillus tainus. Because the person who is a b'china of mechavavim es ha-tzoris, so then they understand, oitcho ki anisoni v'atili lishua, there's a haido on the inui, and on the Yeshua v'adigivis, there's a haido. So memeila, such a person, anes choviv aleim laskiro l'shvochi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kois v'n yimei anes lasoysom yontif, k'goin ilen yoimim d'loilis ha-no bohim. So this wasn't Pasha to people. Hananya ben Chizkiya v'sayata, shayya mechava v'mes ha-tzoris. Omo Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, af onu mechava v'mes ha-tzoris. No, we're also on this madrege. So if we're mechava v'mes ha-tzoris, so we should err on more yom tovim. Avol ma'nase, shim bonu lichtoiv, ein onu maspikim. So what does Rashi say? So there's two pshatim in Rashi. Ein onu maspikim lefi shehein tediriyos. Lishnachin ein onu mafsikim. This is the girs of the Morei Mesoda. Bilaseis yontev b'chol yoyim. So the Morei Mesoda explains Rashi as follows: that if we would make a yontev, so lefi shehein tediriyos, that means the yom tovim are very much close one to the other, not every day, but there's the tediriyos is ein onu maspikim, ein onu maspikim. So we don't have to serve a yontiv dikim meal each day or each other day. It's a hein rab. So memela, therefore, we can't go further because the tzois yontiv would be too great. That's ein onu maspikim. And the second pshat is ein onu mavsikin. It's not the diris. It's mamish bechol yoyim. So volt given kol yemeim kechagim. We there's no the nisim and the yeshuas are constantly. So memele dos hateichnish kem pshat that every day should be a yontiv. So memele that's the two pshatim in Rashi. Someone asked me on the first pshat, what should ein onu mavsikin? I hate so yontev is geht nicht rein in der Cheshbon. Basically, not. Poshet pshat is, it doesn't mean these yomim toivim. Poshet pshat is, it goes on the reise de keregel. But it's really a kasha. I once said a vote, so me meilad me, I feel it's a kasha. I once, the marshal says that when he's maflig, wegen the gewaldike inyan of a siyim, so he brings a raya from a baya. We'll have further, Masechta Shabbos, Abaye was very poor. He was so poor that he did not eat properly. He was sick because of hunger. That's a Gemara bite. He had a machle that came because he didn't eat, and he didn't have what to eat. Afal Pikein, the Gemara relates that when Bar Bei Rav was Mesayim HaMesechta, Ovidne Yom Tovel Rabbonon, Abaye made a suda for the whole yeshiva. So the marshal says, Zetmendoch, the chvivis and the chshivis of a siyim, that Abaye that didn't have enough food for himself, it's, but by a siyim, he made a suda for the whole yeshiva. At mitaki gahata, but what's taka the cheshbon? He doesn't have enough food for himself, so memela, what's taka the cheshbon? So I said, avidna yom etovel rabon, itzos yontif, keit nishtarayne cheshbon. So memela, so if that is a true teretz of Eistois, all Yomim Tovim gain is the reine Cheshbon. So me meile then is tak akashe why it's ain't on the maspikim. Dabarache, another pshat. Ein shaita, why we don't make, why we're not moisif on Megillus Tainis, ein shaita nivka. Dabaracher ein bosser hameis margish beizmo. Let us see what Rashi says. Ein shaita nivka, ein pega ra ba'olov. Nothing ever bad happens to a shaita. A person doesn't have any das kloima, ein a maker bepkov. He doesn't, everything goes in a stride, and he doesn't understand what's happening with him. Kach, kamo, nisim, boim, lonu, bein onu makirim behem. We don't realize the matzah we were in and the nes that occurred. Or a second loshen, the second loshen is that what? Ein bosar hameis margish beizmol. A bosar of a mace does not margish, not, if the meat is dead, if the bosar is dead, he's not margish anything. Fregt the gemore ainit, a mace is margish. For omar rab yitzra koshe rimo le mace kemacha be bosar achai. Shenemar, that a mace is margish. Shenemar ach besoroi olav yichov, the namshav olav teyovel. One of the Mephoshim asks Akasha, he says he doesn't understand. Maybe it's a din in rime. It says, koshe rime le meis, kemachat bebosar achai. It doesn't say kerime. So the Gemara answers, eima in bosar hameishe bechai margish bismu. There's some dead skin on a person that has no feelings whatsoever. Look, Rashi. Bosar meisha b'chai ha-godul ba'odam ha-chai machmas makai, machmas kriye eine margish be'izmel k'shechoytchen oisoy there's no hergation. Bosar ha-meisha b'chai. Zut the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav V'ram zocher oisoy ha-ish latoy v'chananya ben chizki yishmoy. Another Indian, another godless of Chananya ben chizki. They had wanted to be going to Sefer Yecheskel, so you dvor of Seisrem Divrei Teire, ma also helu loy gimu meyes garbi shemen v'yosha v'aliyya v'dorsha. So they went and they brought up a tremendous amount of shemen which was used for oyer and for mozain till they were mevarer the psukim in Yecheskel that it's not Seisrem Divrei Teire. Let us see Rashi. Divrei Teire, Tzayse Divrei Teire, Kegoin Nevelo Treife, Lo Yoichlu Akehan. It's one posik in Yecheskel. So it would seem, Ho Yisrael Oichlen. Uchigoin Vechein Tase Beshiva Bachoidish, Eichem Nirmes Kodem Zeba Teire. Garbi Lemoyer Ulmezoinus. Dosha, so Memele, they were Mavayer, Kedoshina lahani kroi b'menoches. V'mishum de'ishtari melike v'chata sa'oif kabayu, since we see kahanim. Our muta te'i v'chata sa'oif with melike, there's no shrit over there, there's only melike. Chutzrach lahazira mal melike schulon shehine veila. So you have to tell them that no, it's only a special din, not that they're muta in nivla sa'oif. No, pshat is it a special din, in Chatasoi, Abba Melikas Chulun will be Nevela for them also. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ushmoine osel dovol gozer. That there were 18 things that they were gozer. Mai ninu shmoine osel dovol. What are the 18 things that were gozer? Visnan. Eilu poislan esatrume. They were gozer that these things pass all trume. Ha'oichel, oichel rishon. If a person will eat a machel, that is a rishon letume. Ha'oichel, oichel sheni, or a person will eat a machel, that's a sheni letume. So he passels tume. This is a psul gviya, a psul agu. This is not a psul negiye. We'll see, Rashi says this is speaking about he ate a chatzi pras of oichelim tmeim, tubeim. A bay and a half, and
he becomes through eating a rishin letume or eating a sheni letume, he becomes a sheni letume, and the din is that a sheni tassels a tume that it becomes a shlishi. Let us just get to the terminology correct. There's metame and there's toisel. Metame means that if one thing touches something else, there's still tume in the second thing, and it's bekoyach to be mamshech the tume further. For example, a rishain is metame a sheni, because a sheni can still be toisel a shlishi. So therefore, so a rishain is metame. Toisel means that it is only bekoyach to put a psul on the thing that is mekabel tume, but the thing that is mekabel tume is not the koyach v'metame acherem anymore. It's called posel and not tume. Eilu poislin es atume. So we are speaking about all these inyonim, which we are going to speak about. If they touch tume, they are equivalent to a sheni l'tume, and the loch is tume only goes till a shlishi. So all these things, if they'll touch Trume, Trume will become a shlishi, and they have a din of a shein. So if a person eats a rishin l'tume, if a person eats a machel that's a rishin l'tume, a chatzi pras, or a sheini l'tume, so he becomes a sheini l'tume, and he's poisel Trume. V'ashoise mashkin t'meyim. And the same halacha applies if he drinks mashkin t'meyim. He also becomes a sheini l'tume. And he's poisel trume. Vahavo roishoi verubai b'mayim shuvim. If a person tovelt himself b'mayim shuvim, and we'll see in Rashi this is speaking about, first he tovelt himself in a kosher mikveh, he was tameh, and then he tovelt himself in mayim shuvim, so the tvila in mayim shuvim is mitamehim l'trume. He becomes now a sheni l'tume midarabonon, and he will be poisel as a trume. I don't understand the lashon roishe v'rubay by bia. I think it goes rubay v'roishe. I don't know how we had before roishe v'rubay. That I understand the lashon. When the roishe v'rubay is in reshus ha'yochad, then he's in reshus ha'rabim. But the bia in mayim b'achsach mer, you don't call roishe v'rubay. That's another case that's poisel as a trume. Now this is a different halacha. This person didn't tovel himself today. He's toher. And it fell on roishei v'rubai three lugin of mayim shuvim. He also becomes a sheni l'tume, and he's poisel as a trume. V'aseifer, kisvei ha-kodesh will touch trume, so the seifer will pass through trume. V'ha-yodayim, stam yodayim before netile, also have a din sheini l'tume, and they'll be poisel trume. V'ha-tvul yoyim is a person who was tamei min ha-toyre, for example, he was negeya b'sheret, he's a rishin l'tume, and then he tables himself, so Kolzman, there's no Herif Shemesh, he is take a sheni l'tume min ha-toyre, and if he'll touch trume, he'll pass the trume. So that for Yom is a shvera halacha, how it comes into this Mishneh, because the Gemara says, these are the Shmeina Osel Dovo, this is not the Shmeina Osel Dovo, this is these paisels at trume min ha-toyre. What happens if oichlim and kalim became tamei from a mashke that is a rishin l'tume, and the mashkin touched the oichl, or the mashke touched the kalim, so the oichl and the kalim passel tume. Now, Hakelim shenitmu b'mashkin is a chiddush, because min ha-toyre a keli can only be mekabel tumah from a ava tumah. A mashke can never be an ava tumah. A mashkin is only a rishin l'tumah. So here's a chiddush over here. Hakelim shenitmu b'mashkin. Heuchelim she nitmu b'mashkin, l'cheire, what's the big deal? Ye mashkin et arishin l'tume, that's the heuchelim, so the heuchelim becomes a shiny l'tume, so spesel et atume. So the sugya later will speak about this problem. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ha-oichel rishin. So Rashi says as follows. Min ha-toire ein oichel metama adam ha-oichlo. Min ha-toire, there's no such thing that through achille, achille is not negiye, negiye is based astorim. Min ha-toire, there's no such thing that a person is eating a machel, he should become tamei ha-yidei achilosei. Ein oichel metama odom ha-oichloi. Chut mi nivlas oif toyer. That's a special halacha. A person eats a nivlas oif toyer, so he's mekabel tumme bebeis ablir. Avol nivlas behema, but a nevela of a behema loy, is also not metame. Be-achile. Kedi oma be-meseches nide, mi shein loy tumme elab achilosa, that's nivlas oif toyer, yotus azu, sheyesh lo tumme koidim sheyechlenu, and not when he eats it. V'choshkein oichol rishon, if a person ate an oichol that is a rishon l'tumeh, she'ein ayav ha'tumeh, so tichon ha'metame min ha'toyla. Avol hein gozru ba'oitei ha'yoyim, k'dem ha'poresh taimel le'kamon b'kulu. Now, this ha'loche, ha'oichol oichol rishon, v'oichol oichol she'ein, Rashi says, v'shiyuron livsel ha'sagviye, how much does one have to eat in order to become posel l'trume? Vachatzit ras, that's achatzit ras. If a pras is above beim, so achatzit ras is two beim. A pras is three, so it's one and a half. Vachatzit ras v'feik yem ha-kippur. Hosam nami oma hanach l'tumes gviye v'lav d'irais. Tad rabon, umatosi b'seifa ol, mishune tume zu mi tume d'araise, that this tume has a aloche which no tume d'araise has. That what? The sagilo b'tvilo l'trume g'loiboi herev shem. That is a kule in this tume. That by all tumes you have to wait for herev shemesh. The sanya b'sefri ein ha'oichel, oichelim t'meyim, b'lay ha'sheis ha'mashkin t'meyim, tomei tumas erev, they're not tomei tumas erev. They're not tomei tumas erev. V'habo l'acher she'toval mitumosoi b'mayim she'uvim, boi b'ayoy. Now this is another thing. After Shetoval mitumosoi boi bayoin, the same day that he was toibol, he went into Mayim Shuvim, so Memele, he becomes Tome. V'toir gomel, shenoflu al roishoi, shloi shalugim, he also becomes Tome. V'haseifer, kol kisvei hakoidish, toire neviyim uksuvim, poislam trume b'magon. V'yodayim, stomom koidim netilos. So this is Tomei Midereisu. V'oichlen v'akelem shenitmu b'mashkin, the common boil, the Gemara is going to ask, what's the chiddush of oichlen shenitmu b'mashkin? Let us see Taisus. Oichol rishin v'oichol shein. So Taisus says like this. Itnan oichol rishin l'chut. Lo'y have a yedinim inay oichol shein. That's poshet. If we'd only say Oichol Rishin, so I would think Tavka and Oichol Rishin, because here he becomes a Sheini Letume. So I would think Tavka and Oichol Rishin becomes, Tavka and Oichol Rishin, if he ate an Oichol Rishin, he becomes a Sheini. If he ate an Oichol Sheini, he doesn't become Tome. They have a Yedina Minei Oichol Sheini. V'itona Oichol Sheini. Aye, so let it say Oichol Sheini in a Kal V'chomer Oichol Rishin. So I would think if a person eats an oichol rishin, if a person eats an oichol sheini, he becomes a sheini, and he's poisel as a trume. So I would think if he eats an oichol rishin, he becomes a rishin, and then he's metame trume. So therefore it says, oichol rishin v'oichol sheini, both of them pasel trume, and they're not metame trume. V'hashoyse mashkin t'meyim, So Tosfos asks, why over here did he not say the same thing? By Oichel he said Rishon V'Sheini. Why by Mashkin didn't he say Rishon V'Sheini? Leishayich bol Rishon V'Sheini, the La'olam Mashkin Tchila Have. The halacha is, Kol HaPosel HaSatrume, Metame Mashkin Liyesh Tchila. That means that if something is a Sheini L'Tume, and it touches Mashkin, so Mashkin becomes a Rishon. So mi derabon on every Mashkin is a Rishon. Aval gav dakati loy nigzar kamoy sheforish besomach. Even though bisman the yud ches dovo they had yet were not goyzer this gzeire. So bisman the yud ches dovo so was shaykh to say hashoyse mashkin rishin v'sheini. Mikol mokum hoya bedatom ligzer miyat. But they had intentions to be goyzer. So memela that's why they didn't want to mention hashoyse mashkin rishin v'sheini. Why did he have to specify Oichlin Mashkin to Mayim, Oichlin to Mayim? The Mashkin Loi Shchiach. If he would tell me Mashkin, because Mashkin, if he would tell me Oichlin, I would know Mashkin, because Mashkin is Loi Shchiach. What does that mean, Mashkin is Loi Shchiach? The Gemara says later, the whole reason they made this psul that if a person eats oichlam tameim or mashkin tameim, he becomes tamei, which min ha-teira there's no such thing, is the whole reason they made it was because of a gzeira. What was the gzeira? Let's say a person is going to eat oichlam tameim, which theoretically nothing is wrong in that. He's eating oichlam tameim. Now, he has an oichl tamei, and now he's thirsty, so drink a glass of tumeh. So he's going to drink a glass of trumeh, and the oichel tomeh is still in his mouth, so he'll be metame the trumeh. So therefore, Chazal said, listen here, if you're going to eat oichlam tomeh, you're going to become tomeh. So memele, and then you won't be, then you'll be poisel as a trumeh. So realizing this, it'll never come about that if he'll eat an oichel tomeh, that he should ever drink mashkin shel trumeh. So that makes sense to asa oichlam tomeh. Because it's the derech while one is eating to drink something. The reason they assert the drink mashkin tameim is if the chesm will be the other way around. We'll be drinking mashkin tameim, and then all of a sudden we'll want to eat some trumeh. So the mashkin will be metameh the trumeh. But this is a milsa de loy shchicha. Usually when one is drinking, one does not eat. So memele, they'll finish drinking when they'll start eating the trumeh. So afal pikein, even though it's loy shchiyah, that the mashkin tmeim should be metame the trume, afal pikein they were goyza. So that's what Taisa says over here. Why did v'tzrich lashmina mashkin v'oichlin k'diyama b'samach? V'hach the mashkin loy shchiyah. So if it only say oichlin, oichlin tomei, I would think, davke, oichlin, that it's shchiyah, they might come and drink trume shom, mashke shel trume, then they were goyza. But if he drinks mashkin tmeim, it's not shchiyach to eat oichlin shel trume. So I would think they weren't goyza. So that's why it says they were goyza by mashkin also. V'tone mashkin avamina davke mashkin de chemiri. They put a trume on mashkin because we see mashkin have a chumre that they're mekabel trume without hechsher. So mashkin, they said, are bekoyach, they're alunim lekabel tumah. So mashkin are bekoyach to be metama person. Aval oichel loy posel klal, that's why it tells us that oichlin and mashkin both are tumah. That if he ate oichlin tumahim, a mashkin tumahim, he becomes posel. Babo roishai verubai b'mayim shuvim. So here it's speaking about that a person was bo roishai verubai b'mayim shuvim. So we're saying that he's posel as a tumah. And this is speaking about the same day he tabled himself. Vim taima taipik lei shuhu tvul yoin. He's a tvul yoin. So why do you say he passes tume? He's samazo who passes tume. He's a tvul yoin. Yesh loima de nafke minod afilo herif shimshoi. Even though there was herif shemesh later, poisol atche yavzo the yitul he has to table himself now for being bo roishe berube b'mayim shudah. V'toyer shenoflu al roishoi v'al ruboi gimel lugim. V'im toyma, ma'ish no de v'toyer loy gozru ki'im v'nofal. So Tosfos learned that by a tomei that toyvud himself boi bayoim, there's בין בורוי שברופי במים שובים, בין נופל הרוי שגמולוגים הסתומת. And a toyer that did not go to the mitzvah that day, it's only not lo ha-reishay gimolugim. But if it's bo reishay v'rubay b'mayim shuvim, he's not poysel as a truma. Vim taim efak toysis maishna de b'toyer loy gozul kim b'nofal, loy gozul nami b'biye kemoy b'tvul yoy. If a person tabled himself the same day, b'nir l'ri, de b'toyer loy gozul ligza yoysa, ala dafke b'nefile, כמי שרגילים להפל עליהם מים שובים, אחר שטובלו במים סרוכים כדי עומר בסמוך, וינוסנם עליהם גמלוגים מים שובים. So Taisus says as follows, why did they make בכלל this gzeire that מים שובים is poisel? So Taisus, the Gemara says further as follows, that the mikvois בזמן חזל were in מאורית, and the מים was מים סרוכים. So after they tabled themselves, they used to go, and someone used to give them a shower, they used to throw shloisha lugim, ayim shuvim, that the odor should go away. So what's wrong with that? And you say, nothing is wrong, but people started thinking that they're not the mikvah's metayil, no, the mayim shuvim is metayil. So therefore, they had to put a stop to it, so they told them, faker, mayim shuvim al roishoy, that will be metame the person. Then really they found out what's metayil and what's not metayil. Al koponim, so the main gzeira, the gzeira originated through nefila of shloisha lugim. So by a person who toivered themselves the same day, they said that everything will pass. Sai a nefila, and sai a biya b'mayim shuvim. Masha enkein, if a person was a toyer, so this bechlal, there's no reason to be goyzer on a toyer. What kind of mistake could he make? Why should he think that Mayim Shuvim is Matayah? So the Gemara says later there were Goyzer, Atoyer, Mishum Atomeh. So since the whole thing is only Alsa Gzeireh, so they only passed him if it was Nofal Olav Shloisha Lugim Mayim Shuvim. But if it was Bo Roishim Elubi Mayim Shuvim, that is not passed him.